Thanks for calling back. This is Tax Relief. We're offering assistance with your taxes. Are you
somebody had me a hold. I was waiting on the call. We got disconnected.
Oh, okay. What is your first name?
Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney. And do you owe more than $5,000 to the IRS?
I owe more than $10,000 to the IRS.
More than
$10,000? Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Give me just a moment. I'll go ahead and connect you with a tax specialist. Thanks for your patience. We're dialing the tax specialist right now.
Tax Relief, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I had Rodney on the line who owes more than $10,000 on taxes. And I'm sorry I didn't ask you for your phone number. I'm sorry, Rodney. What is your phone number?
240-994-6504. I was on hold until waiting on somebody to... Somebody else put me on hold and said it connected me to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I leave you in good hands.
Hello, Mr. Glover.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So what's going on? Why don't you tell me kind of what's going on? I can kind of jump in, see if we can help. Like, how much does the IRS claim that you owe, sir?
Over $10,000 every year for the last 10, 20 years. And every year I file my taxes. Whatever I get back, they take it from me.
Okay. Are you current on your filings?
Yeah, I assume I am. I haven't heard anything about back taxes, but they might. But one time they said I was up for 2015. I don't know, but I just get a letter saying I owe this amount of money every year. When they take my money from me, then around this time of year tax time, I get a letter in the mail telling me I owe something else, and it's just ridiculous to me. It made me feel like, damn, I'm getting up to go to work in the morning for nothing.
I got you. No, I understand. It looks like you spoke with someone in our office, and they already ran it by legal. They pulled up your records. Let me send you over to Christina. You were talking to her, so they already got this thing in the works for you. So hang on just a sec, sir.
Tax Relief, this is Christina.
How you doing, Mr. Christina? This is Mr. Glover. We got disconnected.
Oh, yes, sir. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened. Okay, so I did get the results back from my legal team. Their only concern really was moving forward, really just making sure that, you know, you don't fall back behind. These programs with the IRS, they really, really are kind of like a one and done. And so they'll get you current, compliant, back on your feet, you know, fresh, clean slate, as long as you can agree that you're going to keep it that way from this point on.
I didn't know how you got that way. So, I mean, you know, like I say, when I do file, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about them taking anything from me. And then they say, I owe this amount of money. And if I get more, they take the whole damn check. I'm like, damn, send me something.
Yeah, it's most likely going to be the withholdings from your payroll, which is something we can help you fix. That way you're not running into this issue, you know, next year when you file. You'll be able to get your refund moving forward.
Well, I haven't even filed this year. I haven't got my W-2s this year.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Once you get this resolved, you'll be able to get your refunds moving forward. If you haven't fixed your W-4, then you're going to owe for this year, right? So once we get that fixed, then next year you'll be able to get a refund. Yeah. So the first thing that we would have to do is we file, it's called a 2848. It's a power of attorney with the IRS. That way we have the legal right to speak, negotiate, and resolve the back taxes and get you into the program. And then secondly, we'll submit what's called an 8821, which is a tax authorization. And we're going to pull all the records. So any wage, any income, any 1099, W-2, penalty, interest, any penny that they have record of, we'll be able to see, you know, exactly what the issue is, why it keeps happening, making sure that you're not overcharged for anything and that the numbers are correct. We'll be able to see exactly. Yeah, something doesn't seem right, that's for sure. So we'll pull everything and we'll be sure to get everything included in the program and get it all resolved. And then our fee, we charge $590 for us to take the taste and to do the program for you.
Okay, this 500, you said 590?
590, correct.
Okay, and this is, and this resolved this problem, or just, is this something that's guaranteed?
Yeah, that's our fee. So, yeah, that's what you were on hold for so long for. So, they're not our programs, they're the IRS's programs, and the guidelines are very black and white. You either qualify or you don't. So if we're taking your case, it's because you 100% qualify and we can get it done.
Okay. Well, me and my wife does it together. Would that solve her problem too or just by?
So to do you and your wife together, it would just be an extra $100. So it's $690 for a joint case if you wanted to include her.
No, I need to talk to her and let her know what I'm doing because I just don't. You know. I mean, I want it done, but I just like to let I know what I'm doing, how I'm going about things. And
yeah.
So when y'all find out the information, what program, what across, what do y'all do, call me back?
So, no, at this point, you qualify for the program to resolve the back taxes. If you wanted to proceed, you would just give me a call back, let me know. I'll finish getting you and your wife's information. I'll send you out the documents. And then once you sign those, we take it from here.
Okay, so when I sign them, is that when I pay y'all, when y'all send the document and send it back to y'all?
Correct, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, you can send me the documents. I don't like to tell my wife nothing without proof, so I want to, you know, like I said,
if you
could send me the documents, that'd be fine, because I'm getting tired of this. This is ridiculous. I can't never even get ahead because they just every year they're taking my taxes. And D.C. were taking taxes. I mean, I haven't lived in D.C. for years, and they come out of them.
Yeah, something's going on. We'll get to the bottom of it. What's your email address?
RodneyGrubber@Ramada.com.
At what was it?
Ramada. W-M-A-T-A.
All right, sir. And then your home address?
11360 Evans Trails, Bellsville, Maryland, 20705, apartment 203.
And then your date of birth?
9358.
And your social?
577-845207.
And you're familiar with, like, a DocuSign? You've done, like, an electronic signature before?
I think I have. Yeah, I probably have. Somebody.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you'll click the link, and you'll be able to pull up the documents and review them with your wife that way. If you have any questions, though, I texted you my direct contact information, and
okay.
It will also be in the email as well. My name's Christina.
Okay, so you're gonna send me the documents today, and when I get home, because I'm at work right now, so when I get home, me and her just go over and sign them and send them back?
Exactly, correct.
Oh, okay, we're good. I can let her see that today then. Would that be something sent to me today?
Yes, sir. I'll have it over to you within the next few minutes here. You're going to get a text message to your mobile phone, and then you also get it in your email. What is your cell phone number? Is it the one you're calling on, or is it the 240 number?
The 240-994-6504.
Okay, beautiful. All right, sir, you got it. Well, I did text you my direct line as well. If you do have any questions later on when you get those pulled up, just call me. That's what I'm here for.
When I get home, I'll pull them out to my wife to send them. And as soon as she goes, we can send them back to you. She'll be sending them back
Sounds
to you, Mark.
Good.
But I need, I need this resolved because I can't do this stuff. It's getting to me.
Sounds good, sir. I understand. I would be frustrated.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question. So if I do my taxes, because I haven't received my W-2, so when I do the job, should I file my taxes for this year or what?
I would just wait for us to get everything back from the IRS. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. That way we can see if you're going to be getting some type of refund or credit, then we want to do an extension to give us time to resolve your back taxes. If you're going to owe, then we want to get it filed so we can get everything included into the program. So I would just say just wait until we get everything back.
Fine. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it.
You're welcome,
sir. Okay,
well,
so
have a blessed rest of your day, and we'll be in touch for sure.
You and I will be in touch with you no later than Wednesday. No later than Wednesday.
All right, hon. Sounds good. We'll have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.